Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Halloween isn't just for kids. Adults, you should be dressing up too. I feel like as adults, we focus a lot on our kids, especially, you know, if you're a parent, getting their costume. But why shouldn't we have some fun too? I am all for dressing up on Halloween as an adult.
Sure. Did someone call you out or something? What?
No, but I was hearing people talk about, like, we went to a tent or treat, and Art and I, like, we didn't dress up. We didn't go full out with costumes, but we put on our skeleton onesies, and, you know, we made it like a family thing. And walking around, a lot of the parents were just dressed normal. Why not have some fun?
Yeah. I mean, the stage we're at with the little ones, it almost feels like another task to get the parent costumes. Because when Tori and I would dress up, like, we would, it'd be like a lot of like the handmade costumes. My wife, she's so crafty,
she's
so talented,
creative.
And she would like sew a lot of it and would like get to work on the costumes. And now it's like, well, is that really a priority with our time? And, you know, you get the kids' costumes, boom, they're ready to go. And then for us, some, you know, we might put like a little something on, but most of the time it's like, you know, just dress warm and we're out with the kids.
You are in like the perfect time right now, though, for the family costume. What's Reese going to be?
Reese this year is going to be a butterfly.
Okay, well, that might be tough for a family costume.
We could be the stages of a butterfly. She'll be the butterfly. My wife could be a caterpillar. Wrap me up in something. I'll be the cocoon. I'm going to be of no help Halloween night.
Somebody put Anthony in a wagon.
I can't walk.
That was one of the things I loved, though, when the kids were little, of like, let's do family costumes. Like, we were Super Mario Brothers one year. Art and Carter were Mario and Luigi. Colt was Toadstool, which he hated the hat. And then I was Princess Peach. It was so much fun. Now they're at the stage they want to do their own thing. You know, they're old enough to pick.
I was going to say, that's like the time to do those family costumes because they can't voice an opinion.
Right. Especially like Banks right now. I doubt he's going to be like, no, Dad, I don't want to be a caterpillar.
Tori got Banks like this. He's going to be the sun. It's like a cute little like sun costume thing.
The little baby costume.
Okay, wait a minute. This is our time to figure out what our child is going to be, because I wanted to dress him up as Jelly Roll because he's so chunky right now. I thought, let's throw a little jean jacket on him. We'll put some Expo marker on his face. It's not toxic. He'll be fine. I was like, this is perfect. So maybe we'll hit a couple different Halloween things. He can have a sun costume. He can have his jelly costume.
Changes.
There you go.
For
yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Adults, when it comes to Halloween, do you dress up? And if so, how all out are you going with your costumes? Give us a call or send us a text. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Adults, you should be dressing up for Halloween too. Take advantage of the fun that comes with Halloween. My husband and I, every year, I'm like, we got to do something. Even if it's as simple as putting on a onesie when we go trick-or-treating, like, it's fun to do that.
Sure. Any other day of the year, you look weird doing it, so.
Why not?
Why not, Kel? Yeah, why not?
Jason and Hesperia, when it comes to costumes as an adult, do you dress up?
All the time. Every time.
How all out do you go?
We have been the entire cast of Super Mario Brothers, and then this year, We're doing Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, that's cool. How much planning goes into it? Like, when do you start working on your costume?
We started getting things like a couple months ago. We get it early so that way everything fits right.
How many people in your family dress up?
Four.
You got four of you.
So when we go trick-or-treating, we're just mobbing down the street full in character.
Who gets to pick what the theme is? Is it a family discussion?
Oh, no. It is total dictatorship.
Dad says this is what we're doing. Sorry.
Dad says we're dressing up.
Yep.
It looks like a lot of people in the IE are young at heart. On K-Frog's Facebook, we asked how many adults are dressing up, and a lot of people are like, you only live once. You should be celebrating it Halloween as long as you can. Have some fun with it.
Why not? Like you said, have fun with it. Who's going to be all grinchy about you dressing up on Halloween?
Well, here's the thing I will get grinchy about. If you're an adult and you're dressing up, that's cool. If you're an adult and you're dressing up and you're asking for candy, not cool. You shouldn't be trick-or-treating, but have some fun with it.
That's when you get the police involved.
Yeah. No, sir, you can't have another Snickers.
Giant Spider-Man.
Get off of my lawn, please.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I promise I'm not being lazy. It is for good reason why I'm buying my husband a gift card for his birthday. I'm not typically a gift card person, especially when it comes to someone like my husband. I probably know him better than anybody else. I would know what he wants. My husband is so difficult to buy for, though. And he is one of those people, if he wants something, he's going to buy it for himself.
Sure.
So I try and think out of the box of what wouldn't he buy for himself. And this year, I am stumped. I have no idea what to get him. But he has been golfing more recently. So I figured, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go buy him some type of golf gift card. Because I don't know golf. I don't know what he needs. So this is my go-to, but I'm kind of like disappointed in myself. I feel like I should do better.
It almost feels like the easy way out.
Yes, exactly.
It's the last resort. I can't figure out anything. Get him a gift card and he'll be good.
Do you ever buy Tori a gift card?
Oh, I think I have here and there, but not too often. Me receiving a gift card next to cold hard cash is the best gift you could give me. I'll be completely honest with you, because if it's some sort of item that I don't really want or have a use for, it's just going to sit in the house somewhere.
True.
And with a gift card, I can either use it on myself, or if it's for like a restaurant, I can take the family out. I prefer gift cards.
But I think it also depends on what type of gift card, because I'm trying to go in this vein of what Art's doing right now with golfing, so I'm thinking he's gonna like that. In the past, Art has bought me gift cards. Let me get just a list, a couple for you, okay? AutoZone was one. Yeah, AutoZone, because I go there all the time, Art. He got me a Crate and Barrel, which sounds really nice. I couldn't tell you where a Crate and Barrel is, and if you're gonna buy something online, you gotta spend like $99 to get free shipping. So that thing has been in my wallet for probably 3 years.
Yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed in myself. Like, I feel like I should get something better for him for his birthday.
But I like the thought process, though. You know that he's interested in golf, but not being a big golf, you know, enthusiast, aficionado yourself,
right.
I don't want to get him the wrong thing.
Exactly.
Let him pick out what he wants. Is that maybe some sort of special, you know, club head for his driver? Is it, you know, something small, something funny? I think you should get him a golf cart. Go big or go home.
He would love that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
My bank account would not. Is buying a gift card for your spouse the easy way out, or is it totally acceptable? Give us a call or send us a text. 888-431-3764. Is it the easy way out to get your spouse a gift card for their birthday? At this point, I think I'm going to just need to do it because I'm running out of time. Art's birthday is coming up on Sunday. And he's really into golf, but I don't know much about golf. So I was just going to get him a gift card. But even in my mind, I'm like, it's kind of a lame gift.
Almost like giving up.
Just, it is.
Here you go. Here's your card.
Well, I showed you. Look at this. I'm not even kidding, Anthony. How many gift cards are in here?
Well, you have a ton, and it's making your wallet look even fatter. But the thing, as you were showing me them, you have gift cards to the most random places.
Because, yeah, but they're all random, either gifts that I've got or, you know, part of charity baskets that I have won, and I carry them around. I never use them.
And I would suggest, well, why don't you take the ones out that aren't really like relative to your life and put them in a drawer at home? But I guarantee you, once you do that, you'll end up at one of those places.
Probably. And the worst, here's what really bugs me about gift cards too, is say you have a $50 gift card and you go buy something and it's $44.99. Now you have $5 left on a gift card. What are you going to do with that gift card?
You know what you do? Oh, okay. This is the second time I've done that.
I'm going to get you a gift card.
I'm
going to
clean that up.
Some cleaning services.
You know what you do in that instance is if you have like $4 or something left on the card, especially if you're at a store, you give it to the person behind you. You help them pay for whatever they're buying. You pay it forward a little bit.
You are so much more charitable than I am.
If you're going through a drive-thru, you got a couple bucks, hey, throw it on the person behind me.
I've never thought of that.
See?
You're a good person, Anthony.
You know what? I may be clumsy and spill coffee all over our expensive equipment, but I'm nice.
Cynthia, in the north side of San Bernardino, what do you think about gift cards as a gift?
Bass Pro Shop has everything that the men would like.
You feel like that's a fit-all guy gift card?
Sure. Why not? You're married. Yeah, he would love anything, I think. Because the way you talk about him, he would love anything you give him.
Yeah, the way I talk about him, I should buy him a gift card to Del Taco.
Well, that was... Hey, there you go. Bass Pro Shop and Del Taco. There you go.
Ooh, date night. 562 says gift cards are the easy way out. What we do in our family is everybody makes their own Amazon wish list. That way, anytime a birthday or holiday rolls around, we know what they want. That's a great idea.
That's real smart. And you just have the link. You shop right there. One click, you're done.
Mm-hmm. And then some people saying if you're going to do a gift card, make it a little bit bigger. Like the 707 says, go ahead and gift the gift card, but make it into a basket. Maybe get like a nice golf polo with it and some tees or the golf balls that he likes. And so it's more than just, hey, honey, here's a gift card I ordered online.
You set the basket right there in the golf cart you're going to get him. Perfect birthday.
Have you two been talking? Is that what's going on?
Maybe.
did you text him, hey, big dog?
We have a
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
All right, I need you to be our travel guide. How was camping in Yucaipa?
You know what? It was wonderful. It was good. I was getting a little nervous going places with the kids.
Right.
Because it kind of turns into more of a job than it does kind of like a relaxing vacation.
Did you pack more than you were actually there?
I did a little bit, but here's the fun thing. You know I'm the worst packer in the entire world,
Terrible.
Right? One of the worst goes down in history. We had planned to go up to Oak Glen, like Oak Tree Mountain, nice, fun apple picking stuff and look cute in our fall outfits. Kelly, I forgot to pack pants.
How do you forget pants?
This is no joke. I don't know, but when I was at home and I was laying everything out, I remember the jeans that I had laying on my bed that were supposed to go in that bag. The only thing I could think of that may have happened was I was tired and I put everything in the bag but the pants, and I was like, you know what, I'll pack these later. Next morning, I probably thought, why did I set out 3 pairs of pants for me to go to work? That's silly, and probably put 2 of them back and wore one of them into the office. So I had my nicest sweatpants on.
What did you drive up wearing?
I had shorts on. You know what? There was another thing, too. I was talking to you about the weather up there because your parents are from there. You said, it's going to get pretty cold.
At night.
At night, probably around like 2 a.m. to maybe 6 or 7 a.m., it was pretty chilly.
Uh-huh.
After that, the sun was beaming down. I ended up just wearing shorts the whole time. Yeah.
So it worked out.
It did. Thank goodness.
You didn't run around in your chonies in Yucaipa.
I would have looked like a fool up there. Quite possibly have been arrested. No, but the trip was great. We love it up there. It was a nice short little camping trip for us day-wise and mileage-wise.
Right.
I think, it's the first one with Banks, our now 8-month-old. Not sure how he's going to do. He was fantastic. Reese was great. No, it was perfect. And the folks up at Oak Tree Mountain took care of us. We had so much fun. We did the petting zoo. We got a pie.
Aww.
It was such a fun thing to do. I mean, now is definitely the time to do it. And tis the season, you know.
Are you going to go camping again?
Yeah, we're actually going to go to, where are we going? We're going to a beach.
Why are you asking me?
Which one is it, Kel? Where are my pants?
You're going to the water.
I don't remember, but my daughter wanted to celebrate her birthday and go camping, so we'll be doing it again next month.
Aw.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I've been called psychotic a few times in my life, which is probably why this story makes me laugh a little bit. It is so unhinged. I love it. There is a guy in West Virginia got into a fight with his girlfriend, so he took all of her stuff and He put it on Facebook Marketplace to sell. Over $1,800 worth of her stuff.
Oh my gosh.
He listed to sell. It doesn't say if it actually sold or not, but this is illegal. Good to know. So if you have this level of psychotic like me, don't do it, because he got arrested for grand larceny.
So you can actually go to jail for that.
It's like you're stealing her things to sell them and make the money off
of
it.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Which, yeah, that's illegal when you put it that way. When you go into, we got into a fight and he stole my stuff on Facebook Marketplace. I'm like, what'd you do, girl?
I took you for more of a, like, burn the stuff instead of selling it.
I mean, in my younger days, yes, but why not make money off of it now?
You little entrepreneur.
You know?
You could get jail time, though, Kel.
Well, the good thing is he's already got his bail money. Check his new listings.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.